welcome to Going Back Door. This is episode 40 fucking 9. Hello. If you're here with us, you're joined today by my lovely co-host, Dalton.
I gonna say shit, dude.
Good fucking talk. All right, and then also joined by roommate Michael.
What up?
And that's how you do an introduction. You fucking asshole. You
fucking piece of shit. Staring at the camera like a fool.
Yeah. All right, welcome to Going Back Door. We're gonna be cutting out that first half.
Oh, I was hoping that was louder.
I'm your host, Dalton. I'm taking over here like Hitler did Poland. How's it going, Poland?
So you're gonna go inside me and split me in half?
Yes. Metaphorically.
Pause.
Metaphorically.
I mean, it could be like Russia.
Hey, yo. So I'm just gonna run away and burn everything to the ground like every time everyone invades Russia ever?
Oh, I was talking about like OS Germany. Never mind. I was talking about the Berlin Wall. I'm fucking stupid.
Thanks, Michael. Thank you.
Dumb fact for
great
the day.
Great input.
Wow. You know, we can always count in on for
at least one dumb comment.
One dumb comment or some historical fact that probably isn't accurate for Michael.
Or just like something super racist.
Yeah, something super racist. You know, that's why we quit asking him what he thought, who he thinks from Europe is going to be a great idea.
He's been a real fan of art schools in Germany here recently. It's really scary.
German, England, France, as long as they're white.
All the stands, that's been concerning. All the stands, you know what I'm saying? Like Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan.
Egypt.
There it is. There's your racist comment. Right on, Mark. Right on point, I mean.
Egypt's fucking scary, man. I'm sorry.
Okay, I think we just need to move on from this.
Yeah, I don't know where we're going with
Alrighty.
This.
Alrighty.
Holy shit, that hurt.
So,
oh my gosh.
Episode 49. Welcome.
Hello.
We're here. We're doing it. It's a thing.
Should we start telling them the date? I don't know.
No, I don't think that's just necessary.
Keep that anonymous.
Yeah. You want to give them the fucking...
We don't
coordinates
want...
to where we are, too?
Yeah.
Do we really want to tell them we're just a week away from the Super Bowl?
Todd's address is 2832.
West Big Cock Lane Avenue.
Big Cock Lane. Nobody's buying that.
You'll know when you're here because you'll see your mom's car outside.
The road is actually Shrimp Dick Avenue.
Give me that. That was fucking... All right.
Anyway...
Stop. All right, we're not doing this. I just spent time with my niece and nephew. I don't need someone pretending to touch me for no reason.
Little shit just to irritate you. It's fun.
Little bald man Donna White came out and announced... Donna White, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he transgendered. Transitioned.
No, he gets a hard N when he stops hitting his wife.
Got it. So if he wants to be Dana, he has to...
Stop hitting his wife.
Start hitting his wife again?
Stop. Yeah.
You mean start?
Sure. Okay, anyway.
Hey, be a man. Make a fist.
Be a man. Knock that bitch out.
No open palms.
Be a man. Double legger. Shoot. Pick her up. Slam her on her fucking neck like a newborn seal. Stand up. Stomp on her. Give her a good old soccer kick like it's fucking 1993 and it's fucking Pride 16. You know what I'm talking about. Shooto Japan. Fuck him up.
I know where you got all this information and... I'm glad that your $42.98 finally paid off for the School of Tate or whatever it is.
Oh my god, what?
Hustler.
Why are you talking about your boy Tate like that? Hustlers University was your endeavor that you went into alone.
No, that was your $42.93. And then you tried to give me the password.
Why do you know the exact fucking amount it is?
Because you're the one that told me last week.
What the fuck is going on?
You were the one that told me.
Why am I getting gaslit?
Yeah, you are.
I'm getting gaslit so hard.
You're not getting gaslit. This is the truth. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed that you're a misogynistic.
So Dalton's boy
homophobic.
Tate got released from prison, and his head looks like my nutsack.
Probably because they're sitting there just getting rubbed on by all the fucking prison motherfuckers.
All the Romanian guys were like, "Oh, you're pretty for prison."
I won't pull your hair because you ain't got none, but I'll rub that head bald.
No, they just stuck a fucking plunger on.
Oh my god. clap in the cheeks with the plunger. That gives you good reach, too.
He dropped the soap, got sucked, and stuck. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think he had the sunglasses on the entire time he was in prison getting fucked?
Oh, yeah. He was airtight. You know that.
Had the sunglasses on. He's getting Eiffel Towered.
They call him cum screens in prison, buddy.
Cum screens?
Yeah, cum screens.
Oh, the sunglasses are cum screens.
Yeah, you don't want any cum in your eye, do you?
Yeah.
I mean, not usually. Usually I don't have it in my eye.
You get cum in your eyes ever? What the fuck is wrong with you?
You've never gotten cum in your eye, dude?
I mean, you could shoot up to 18 feet if you really try.
What?
You
want to find out right now?
Did you?
You never tried this? Off to see how far you could, you know, get it to go?
Did you got 18 feet.
You said shit.
Well, that's what your mom told
me. So, did you put Coke and Mentos in your butthole?
Yes, I did. Actually, it was in the tip of my dick. It really hurt, but you got to get it down somehow.
Dalton sounded a kid's science experiment.
I like to call my dick the shotgun.
Dalton, you just molested a kid's science project. How do you feel?
Dalton calls his dick the spray and pray. He sprays and prays. She's old enough. Ha ha! That was a bar.
Actually, I pray that she's old, too old to have kids. That's what I do.
No, what you do is hope she swallows.
Oh, I don't have to worry about that.
How is that a hope situation, Michael?
Well, if she don't swallow, then you just gotta fucking come on her face. You don't like that, you're in trouble.
Then that's when you be a man.
Let daddy hit that monster charging up.
That's when you be a man, right? And you spray it all over. Something important to her. Like, I don't know, her grandfather's ashes.
Like, she's got a blanket she's had since she was a kid. Nut on it. Assert dominance.
Rub your ass on it.
Her mother died recently, and she has a family portrait that's the last thing she has from her because there was a terrible house fire, too.
Draw a dick by her mom's mouth.
You fucking nut on her mom's face at such a hard amount, you put a hole in the picture.
Point blank.
Ruin it. Forever. Fuck that bitch. Tell her.
Point blank.
Yeah, assert your dominance.
See what I'm saying? He learned this at Hustlers University. It circles back.
I do got a cute little chicken shirt. Okay.
Did you get that at Hustlers University?
No, I got it at Rule King.
He just likes having cocks on a shirt.
Same thing. Much,
yeah. They don't have a veteran's discount, but they're like, yeah, we're a redneck store. Suck my dick.
Yeah.
Literally, suck my dick.
I'm so glad we dropped them as a sponsor, even though we never really had them as a sponsor. But we act like we had them as a sponsor.
We donate to veteran functions. Suck my dick. That's it. All right.
Anyways, what were we talking about?
I never got to actually announce what Donna White announced.
Oh, yeah! We were talking about Donna White. Another bald fuck.
Yeah, Donna White.
Go ahead. What did Donna White have to say?
Donna White announced the next coaches for the next season of The Ultimate Fighter.
Oh, let me guess. Okay. I saw this. It was Conor McGregor.
Yup.
Right? Yarp. And was it what's his name? The dude from Louisiana.
The muscled thumb.
The
Michael Chandler.
Oh, it was Michael Chandler. I was thinking of somebody else. Who was the guy who fought last?
Dustin Poirier.
Dustin Poirier. That's who I was thinking it was.
Yeah, Dustin.
Wasn't Dustin.
Funny enough, Dustin put out a tweet right after this was announced and said, Ultimate Fighter season of my sons. And it was followed with a picture of him knocking out Connor and then choking out Michael.
Wow.
It's pretty funny.
Aren't they going to fight after this season?
Yeah, that's how it works. The coaches fight, yeah.
Okay. So
I'm just super excited to watch Connor McGregor go completely unhinged within an 8-week, 6-week span.
How do you sign up for the Ultimate Fighter?
They actually reach out to people.
Like, oh, they reach out.
They go and find you.
Okay, so UFC. Todd would love to fight in the UFC. He'd love to fight in the Ultimate Fighter. We're all here supporting you, Todd. I'd like to manage him. I'm thinking like
the
Undertaker
the
and the one dude with the little thing.
I'll be the hype man.
That could be our gimmick. But anyways, we'd love to sign up. What team are you wanting to be on? You know what? I'm your manager. I'll pick it. Don't worry, buddy. We'd like to be Team Connor, mainly because I think Todd and him's energy is about the same, you know?
Honestly, I think me and Connor on stage together would be the funniest show of anyone's life.
Until you said something to piss him off, then he fucks you up.
No matter what, I'm going to dick ride him. Like, he's going to talk shit to me. I'm like, yeah, fuck that guy, right, dude? And he's like, yeah, you bloody fucking cunt. I'll come over there and slap you right across the fucking head, you stupid bitch.
They need to have him and Patty fight.
No, don't do that to Patty.
Why?
Connor's too heavy.
Oh.
Connor's like 200 pounds right now.
No, he's a fat fuck.
Steroids.
No, he's roided up. Daddy is roided up.
It was a joke. It was a joke before Connor McGregor shows up.
No, he's on steroids.
It was joking.
In a way, he's not. But, there's no way he's gotten that big without steroids.
100%. John Roids. Jones looks crazy Roids. Good, though.
He's got an 8-fight deal, doesn't he?
That was Sean O'Malley re-signed, renegotiated his contract.
John got one, too.
John Jones hasn't fought in so long, I'm not even convinced he's an actual person at this point.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
I mean, like...
That's kind of fair, yeah. It's been like, 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, he's been gone as long as, like, I think probably, I don't know.
He left before Khabib happened. Before Khabib came into the UFC, got to 29-0 and left.
He's been, in the time he's been gone, The Undertaker has retired, came back, retired, and then finally retired again. So, I mean, like, Jesus Christ, man.
But now he's coming back. He put on all the weight, like, super slow and super lean. So all of it's muscle. He's gigantic now.
When was the last time he fought?
It was 3 years ago.
3 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow. We went through a whole fucking pandemic.
No, it was four.
Four? Wow.
Yeah, no, it was 4.5 years ago.
Wow. The Bucks finally won a championship in that span of time.
Yup.
I mean, hell literally froze over.
And the Nationals still hasn't came back. Won a World Series title in 2019.
Why are you going to put me in a negative mood bringing up the fucking Astros?
I said the Nationals.
Oh, Nationals.
They beat the Astros in 2019.
You know what? I'm sorry I snapped at you. You can't see it on camera, but he's flipping me off right now. I'm sorry I snapped at you.
Fuck you also can't see it, but Michael's in a cute little Sailor Moon outfit that I told him to put on for Daddy.
And I got my helmet on.
Next week he's going to be in a... Next week we've got a maid's outfit for him, so that'll be fun.
Nice little French maid, super slutty.
I
super
wonder where the Ashless Chaps next week.
No. That's for episode 51. Because
50,
like
I want to have my ass out though.
51 for 5.1 inches of my dick in your ass.
You don't have 5.1 inches.
That's a pretty good one.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you.
You're giving yourself like 3 extra inches there, buddy.
Shut the fuck up, Michael. Don't tell them. They don't need to know that.
Todd has a 2-inch dick.
2.1 inch.
I have a micro penis.
Baby penis.
He does have a micro penis. I just realized that window is wide open. It's the mics are definitely picking up like the car running and all that stuff.
Yeah.
The background.
I miss it. It's the old aesthetic. I like it.
Oh, so it's just playing in the background and.
Yeah, just in case. Yeah.
You know what? Fuck it. It's fine.
We might hear some gunshots or some shit. We don't know.
Yeah, it makes it seem like you're here with us.
Exactly.
That's a good point.
You're just hanging out on the couch with the boys, bro.
With the boys.
That's exactly what this is.
Yeah.
Now slap that dab. Come on, don't be a bitch.
Already did.
Anyways.
You want to be cool, don't you?
What the fuck?
Oh, my God. Speaking of cool things.
Oh, no.
The fucking NFL Pro Bowl is this weekend, right? It's today, actually.
It's been going on like all weekend.
You mean the Alphabet Bowl?
It's like literally like the out of the four major sports.
The Alf?
It's the least interesting fucking all-star game.
Pro Bowl.
Alphabet? I heard something they're playing with flags.
He said flags. Got him.
One sec. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. That was amazing.
I walked him right to the line.
It took me a minute, and then I'm like, oh, I see what you did there. That was beautiful, actually. Anyways, yeah, the alpha.
Well, Todd's broken for a minute.
Animal crackers in my soup. Monkeys and rabbits.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my my God. Okay, so the Pro Bowl is tonight, and they're playing fucking flag football like a bunch of, I don't know, middle school kids. Oh my God.
We'll call them the Letter Knights.
I mean, it's literally the softest shit I've ever seen in my entire goddamn life.
Well, because the Pro Bowl has been garbage for like...
I mean, the Pro Bowl, they should just get rid of the Pro Bowl.
It's pretty fucking retarded to have a Pro Bowl in professional football, honestly.
Yeah, like, it doesn't...
Especially since they do it, like, the week before the Super Bowl. You can't even get, like, the fucking guys who are in the Super Bowl and shit.
Right?
It's kind of stupid. They had it, like, very for a while, they had it after the Super Bowl, which made so much fucking sense.
See, it's not like... Football is a lot different than, like, basketball or baseball, where, like, baseball and basketball, like, the chance of you getting hurt in, like, a fuck-around game, like an all-star game.
I don't think they should do the all-star game in basketball either.
Oh, no, no, no. They need that. That is literally...
I like it. I think it's a good little fuck-around thing. But it doesn't... Nobody,
it gets serious
the chances of somebody getting hurt are far less likely.
There's no real defense played until, like, the fourth quarter.
So, like... But with football, it's such a contact sport, you know. The chances of getting hurt are pretty likely.
Well, they hardly play defense in the Pro Bowl.
But you also have to think, like, hockey, they have, like, an all-star game, too.
They just had theirs, like,
but those are actual men. So,
good point.
I guess what we're saying, moral of the story is,
stay hard.
Football's gay.
Because, like, baseball, the only
thing... Stay hard. You know what? Actually, that's the moral
story. I wish we had
the
soundboard so we could input the national anthem for someone else finally joining the boat. Football's gay and everyone's scared to say it.
Yep. It's...
Like, baseball, it's...
Like, yeah, it's hot. Admit it. Don't be such a fucking pussy.
Baseball is...
The home run derby is a questionable thing because it fucks up a guy's swing.
I don't really know that much about baseball, so...
That's just what I've noticed. I mean, but then again, Albert was in the home run derby last year.
Yeah.
His bat came to life in the second half.
Still came out strong, yeah.
Yeah, but like most guys, they do the home run derby, they start getting used to that and just trying to swing for home runs. Usually they're batting
average. I think those Latinos always come strong.
They do have like 15 kids, so that does make sense.
Oh, I thought that was a good fertility joke. I'm sorry. I thought it was a lot funnier than it came off. My bad. It's fine. I'm shooting out here.
Deserve that. Anyways.
Anyway, topics. What we got?
All right. What do we got, Todd? What do you got for us?
We already talked about Dana.
Dalton's mom finally sent in the paperwork for the consensual, non-consensual agreement. This should be a pretty fun home invasion role play we're going to do later. He looks so serious.
I was like, where the fuck is he going with this?
Okay, alright. Dalton's evolution of porn is the next topic I have written down. Now, I want to see you talk your way out of this. Okay. And begin.
Okay, so... Is it just me?
Wait, are you just going to take a long road to just say, yeah, I've been beaten off to tranny porn exclusively?
No,
Dalton.
No. Is it just me? Or is like porn getting too weird?
No, it is.
Like we've all noticed it for like the years now.
Well, it's like 5 to 6 years. It's been kind of weird.
It's gotten worse and worse almost.
Yeah.
All right, well.
I can agree with that, I guess.
I've discovered this new thing. Have you ever heard of women's college volleyball?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Well, he looked at me before he fucking put his head down, so like, what did I say?
Nothing, I'm just...
Oh, shit.
What about women's volleyball, really? What does that have to do with this said here... Porn discussion here, Dalton. Are you saying you've been tuning into ESPN 17 to watch women's college volleyball just to crank your meat?
No. My point is, I've never understood that.
What the fuck?
Like people being like, oh, that's hot to watch that on TV. It's just kind of like, yeah.
It was more fun in high school when it was in person.
Yeah, when you're in, like, high school, yeah.
Like,
also, can we all admit it's super A-yo that they just have high school girls wearing that shit? just like bent over in a gym in front of like 35-year-old people.
Fucking middle school? That's even worse.
Like in general, no kid should be wearing spandex ever, bro.
I'm pretty sure they don't use it in middle school. At least they did. They might have changed it now. I'm pretty sure they didn't do that back in the day.
Oh, what? They did like
wear spandex and shit in middle school. I don't remember that shit though.
When we were in middle school, they did.
Yeah, they started it with my run through. Like right after you got through, they started doing that.
Why?
Lori Bennett, bro. Fuck.
There are a few. I will say, middle school. What complaining? Too much. The older I got, the more I was like if like I went to like my sister's game or something like that, I'd be like, it's a little weird, don't you think?
Yeah, seeing these like fucking 11-year-old kids just wearing Spanish, like,
bro, what? Literally the second I saw my sister in the uniform, I was like, I have a problem with this.
Yeah, exactly.
This is not God. Okay.
Like, if I would have a daughter and seen her, like, if she got on the volleyball team or whatever, fuck, I'd see that. I'm like,
I'd say, you know what? We're fucking Muslim. Get that bitch a hijab.
I'm going to try and make her be like Mia Khalifa. Porn. Yeah. Full circle.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Hey.
I like that. Thank you, Dalton.
There
Thank
it is.
You.
There it is. Now we're back on track. All right. So, tranny porn. It's pretty good.
What the fuck? I knew it.
Oh, no, I'm kidding.
No, he's not. I'm kidding. He's not kidding. He's just lying out his ass. Dalton, pull up your porn. Pull up your porn history right now. Oh, he's pulling it up.
He has an account. This man's single. He has an account to Pornhub.
Is it like a lifetime membership?
Okay, so
why is he covering
Todd's
it?
Todd's mom does anal.
Hot. I've watched that one.
Wow.
Todd's mom gets gangbanged by 5 black dudes.
Wow.
Every second of it.
Wow.
Is that
Todd
the ass
crying.
Cream?
Todd
is that the anal cream
favorite.
Pie one?
Huh?
Wow. Was that when they all came in Todd's mom's ass?
Well, yes.
Nice.
Exactly. You've seen it.
Wow. Yeah, I've seen it.
We've all
sure
seen
right.
it.
I was making sure it was the right one.
We've all seen it.
Well,
honestly, actually, I use my incognito, so I don't have search history on porn. So.
What a bunch of fucking funny guys. It's like you guys are fucking comedians, right? Right?
I mean, when was the last time you were on stage making jokes?
This is fucking true. I really need to. See, that was gross.
When are you going to do stand-up again?
I don't fucking know. Whenever I can fucking afford it.
I mean, here in about 2 weeks, we'll be over there.
And it will be a Thursday.
This is true.
That's when you asked me if I wanted to go to Indianapolis, I thought that's what you were meaning.
Also, are you going?
I don't know.
We already bought our tickets.
I don't know if I probably won't.
You're a bitch.
Yeah.
You're a bitch. Sorry. And a pussy and a coward.
Oh, yeah. So we bought the tickets because Kaywood was like,
you're a coward and I dislike you.
Well, I Kaywood, you didn't give me a straight answer. So we just kind of pulled the trigger.
This day.
Wait, you bought, how many tickets did you buy?
Where did
we were going to get 4, but we didn't.
I told him not to because I knew you were too pussy to pull the trigger.
Well, the thing is, it's Boston and Indiana and the Pacers.
I have no fucking ties to either of those teams.
Yeah, I don't really care. If I'm gonna
I'm just going to watch super athletic black dudes do super athletic black
I'm
dude stuff.
I'm hoping to see Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown.
You just go to your mom's house on a Saturday night.
It's actually fine. But no, like, first NBA game ever. Fuck it. Yeah.
That's cool. I mean, I've been to an NBA game before.
Well, let's just make it real interesting. Let's just drop a bunch of acid then.
Eat some shrooms.
Yeah.
I think you guys should go and get some DMT.
Oh, shit.
Take that before you go.
No, thank you.
That only lasts, like, 15 minutes.
Yeah, and, like, the second you smoke
so
it, like, you're unconscious.
Take a hit.
Yeah, no. I'm pretty sure I get through security. And you'd pass out right there for, like, good solid fucking 15 seconds.
Just like slowly right. fall back like a salvia freak out.
All right. How about you turn it into a drinking game, right?
Well, one of us has to drive home.
I'm probably going to be the only one drinking. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
And yeah, I guess we haven't figured out what vehicle. I'm assuming we're probably taking the Vibe.
Fuck.
Dude, that is a Mustang. So whoever's sitting in the back, aka me, ain't going to be comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's
should have drank more milk.
And what
I actually
what
drink
was the date on
milk.
That game?
23rd.
23rd? So if you're wanting to see these dipshits, maybe on TV.
Tune into the Celtics Pacers game.
Yeah,
February 23rd. Yeah, Indy.
I wouldn't blame you if you don't. It's the Pacers and Celtics.
Tatum might drop 60. Just saying. Fuck the Pacers.
He might not even play. Who knows?
I fucking hope
that
he
would
does.
Be hilarious if Tatum Brown don't play.
Yeah,
like I will honestly want a refund at that point.
Great. I can watch Derek White score 27 points. Cool.
Al Horford hit like three
Fuck
threes.
Me.
Al Horford can go for like 3 for 6 or some shit from the field, like 3-point line.
Just watch old man Al work.
I can't wait to watch Tyrese Halliburton score 30.
Great. That'll also be good. And Buddy Hield will be there.
Don't they have a sniper white boy too?
I don't know.
It's Indiana. There's a lot of white people that probably shoot.
I mean, they got Larry Bird. He owns the team.
Yeah, that might be the one you're thinking of.
Yeah, I hope we see Larry.
I mean, I
still want to get the Larry Bird outfits.
It's Celtics, Pacers. He's going to be there. I don't see why he wouldn't.
Yeah, I still want to get the Larry Bird outfits.
I'll be pissed if you guys meet Larry Bird. That would be fucking
annoying.
That would
be fucking wild.
I hope we do. Just to rub it in your dumb face. In your mean, stupid face.
Well, I talked to my cousin shit Friday. Go to a game in a fucking Pirates Cardinals game sometime this summer. Might be getting on the field.
Nice.
I told him, he said he'd take care of me and shit. And I was like,
yeah, he's got to take care of him behind the shed, if you know what I'm saying.
Pirates Cardinals?
My cousin works for the Pirates.
Oh, I see.
Yep, he's a hitting coach.
I see. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I told him I was going to get seats right behind the fucking third base dugout and just like, you know, get his attention when I get there.
So, could we get an interview with a baseball player, you think?
No.
I mean, I might get lucky enough and meet, like, O'Neal Cruz or
kidnap and bring him down here.
No, we just follow Michael, break into the stadium behind him with all the equipment.
All the equipment.
Set up in some, like, janitor closet and just kidnap players slowly.
I mean, there's only two people.
You and I are on mop buckets.
Mop buckets on Molly and shrooms. Just fucked up.
We're just chain smoking in this.
No, seriously though, like, it would be fucking dope because I'd either meet McCutcheon or O'Neal Cruz or both of them. I'd be happy.
I don't know who the fuck those guys are.
O'Neal Cruz is a rookie shortstop and he is fucking nuts.
I'm guessing Puerto Rican.
I don't know.
Dominican?
Maybe.
Not white.
It's Puerto Rican or Dominican. I'm going to lean towards... I'm going to look it up.
The power of the internet. Vietnamese.
Definitely
shit,
not
that's
Dalton.
That's a wild guess.
That is a wild guess, yeah. I'm taking a shot in the dark there.
The UFC's South Korean tournament came to an end.
Dominican.
He's Dominican. I was right. Let's go.
He's got a rocket of an arm. And, like, if he makes solid contact, it's scary.
He's got a rocket of a couple other things, too, if you know what I'm saying.
He's talking about his dick.
Indeed, I am. Indeed, I am.
Anyways, what were you talking
about? The South Korean tournament for the UFC contract finally came to an end. It's some guy's name that is really hard to pronounce for me, and I'm so fucking sorry.
Do you have it on you? Or do you have it?
Do I got that motherfucking thing on me?
No.
Do you have the Google Translate on you?
Is that why my legs are crossed? Because I just got that motherfucking thing in my lap?
What, a pussy?
got him.
It was
Dalton's
like
on one today.
Hiya Dong or some shit.
Hiya Dong.
Of course Dong is
How
involved.
Ya Dong? How ya Dong? A little to the right. What?
Oh, dude, I found out Beavis and Butthead's got a new season.
Cool. So, hiya Dong?
I'm fucking going. I'm looking.
Does he have t-shirts? Because I want a t-shirt that says hiya Dong. Is it hiya Dong? Or is it hiya Dong?
One of the guys had Korean Zombie as his coach. And he was the guy that lost, and it was kind of sad.
He lost to a guy named Hiya Dong.
Yep. Oh my god.
Big Dong! Hi Dong! That's his new nickname for me. Bruce Buffer, you can have that one. That's a free one for you.
Hi, dong.
What was Bruce looking like last night? Was he there?
Bruce was not there. They also did not have John Anik. And also, Donna, let me speak to you, big dog.
They should have Shane Gillis. Shut the fuck up. Those fights.
No, I feel like if you ever bring back that Josh Gooden blimey cunt bag and have him on the same panel with Michael fucking Bisping again, I swear to God I will shoot up every single one of your offices.
Wait, who?
Internationally.
He's a British
I don't know. There
guy.
Was some British guy, and he was fucking trash.
His voice
he
was annoying.
Fucking annoying as shit. He contradicted Michael Bisping the entire fucking night.
Really, had no idea what he's talking about.
Right?
I was even sitting here.
And like anytime Bisping said something, he's like, actually, that's not quite right, Bisping. And Michael, like you could tell throughout the night, was just like, all right, you fucking dickhead. I'm tired of you.
I'm surprised Michael Bisping just didn't fucking lay into him.
It was...
Oh, I would have laughed.
I might actually start buying the pay-per-views if you promise not to bring him back.
I remember...
Why don't you just give away your dirty little secret?
Now, with that being said, the announcers thing, it reminded me of another thing that happened this weekend. Did you see Tony Romo? What's going on with Tony Romo?
No, I saw he happened. Almost said the N-word.
Yeah, that shit happened. He almost said the N-word on TV.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. And Romo. CBS is like low-key trying to kick him out. Like they're like... We had a discussion with him, and like that clearly probably didn't go anywhere.
God damn it, Rob. He's hanging around Jerry Jones again.
Probably, yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that racist old fuck.
Or the owner for the Clippers, or so, ex-owner.
Do you go to bed at night and just hope Jerry Jones dies one night in the sleep?
Man, that man will never die. I mean, he sold his soul to be live forever Jesus and take
Christ.
That Cowboys franchise down the
hey,
fucking
you know
shitter.
What? As a Bulls fan, I do have to say I feel sorry for
you. You had the fat fuck that blew up the OG Big Three. What the fuck are you talking about? In the 90s.
Oh, Jerry Krause?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's long gone dead.
He should have died.
I'm
the
talking
second
about
he tried
Reinsdorf. Reinsdorf needs to fucking go too. I mean, dear God.
Well, it just started with that fucking fat bastard.
Yeah, but I
because,
think...
Yeah, no. They wouldn't have split that up. Jordan would have never retired. Pippen would have stayed. They would have won at least one more ring, I'd
yeah,
say.
Well.
Okay, so I guess the entire fucking card was filled with these fights, and I'm a fucking retard, and I didn't realize it. There's, like, 8 other fights that were, like, international road to the UFC contract fights. That's why the gloves weren't marked, because they weren't actually UFC fighters yet. I'm a retard. I'm sorry, guys. But it was Hyesung Park was the guy I was talking about.
Hyesung Park.
And he beat...
Hyesung Park?
Saiguk Choi.
Look
at this fucker's name. Saiguk.
Saiguk
is... the exact sound I want to be hearing from my blowjobs.
Can I just address the Asian culture, like, real quick? I might not be racist.
That one was the flyweight.
Whoa, wait. We're gonna have to put a graphic here real quick.
Disclaimer.
Pause.
Disclaimer. This.
Racist shit about to happen.
I just gotta speak at the Asian population.
Oh dear
way
God!
South of the land of the traitors.
I'm just trying to figure out why the fuck you have all these complicated names. Why can't you just make some easy shit? Why the fuck y'all drop a goddamn fork and naming your kids that? Seriously.
Okay, I think we'll just move past this.
That's a serious fucking question. Look at those names. How fucked up are those names?
Anyways.
Keep it moving. So that was the flyweight bout.
Okay.
Okay, that was moving on to the bantamweight.
Fuck you guys.
We got more of it. Shut up.
We got more of it.
Renya Nakamura.
Hold on, folks. Todd's still reading.
I'm still trying to pronounce this shit. Defeat Toshimoe Kazuma. All right. That was pretty cool. That one was
Kazuma.
Bantamweight. That one was pretty.
Why is it so close to Kamikaze?
Oh, fuck.
It's pretty close to Kamikaze.
Jaeyoung Lee defeats Yazal.
Yazal?
I wrote Yee-Yaw.
Todd, this will get you canceled if anything.
W-I-Z-H-A, bro. How the fuck do you pronounce that? That's homie's entire fucking name.
It's the Y-I-Z-H-A?
Yeah, that is a guy's name.
Yeeza.
All right.
Yeeza.
So the boy Yeezus.
Yeezus. We're calling him Yeezus.
Korean Yeezus
out here lost a fight.
I'm so glad Gagne found a new career.
Ashul Djabuli.
Djabuli?
Defeat Jaka Sagari. in the second round. That was for the lightweight final. There we go. All right. That was the end of the fucking Jesus Christ. Derek Lewis got choked out in the first round. Who the fuck saw that coming from a wrestler versus a striking guy? What do you fucking know? And Derek Lewis fucking capping ass was like, yeah, I can run a marathon right now, fucking reporter bitch. Why are you asking? It was really funny.
His balls will get hot, though. Guarantee it.
Indeed they will. And his nipples might get shaved.
Oh, that's the worst.
Wow.
You never had your nipples chafed, man? That shit sucks.
Speaking of chafed nipples, Tom Brady is finally going to pursue his greatest passion in life, boys.
He's buying an island?
No.
He's
retired to hang out with his son.
He's walking away from professional football to have more time to kiss his motherfucking son.
On the neck or on the lips?
So everywhere. 3 years from
butthole?
Now.
That's fucked up, probably. Dude.
I have a bold prediction for you guys, okay? 3 years from now, Tom Brady is going to be a successful businessman in retail, okay?
Retailing kids' asses, maybe.
No, retail. Let me finish. Retail, okay?
Let him land. I like this.
He's going to be a successful businessman in retail.
I see.
He's going to be buying islands on the Jamaican coast. Now, what he does on these islands might not be legal.
There's going to be a lot of celebrities that fly there. Like a lot. Like a lot, but don't look into that.
Bill Gates might be the first one on the list.
Bill Belichick.
I'm just saying.
Bill Belichick will be there.
Bill Belichick.
Rob Gronkowski.
Maybe.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
A lot. Like, Tom Hanks was there quite a bit.
His wife.
Bill Gates. Honestly.
Kanye West.
The Clintons.
The Clintons. All the Kardashians / Jenners.
Yeah. All
probably Kanye.
All the famous people you can think of and rich and powerful fucks, right?
D-Trizzy, but not even on some weird shit, but D-Trizzy was there.
But anyways, all these famous rich people, right?
Chris Evans.
And his son is going to be the main star. He is going to be the what's the best comparison? He will be the John Cena of the kid diddling projects. I mean, the nice fancy island that Tom Brady is going to be owning. And
you can find the video.
He'll be renting out island space and little kid buttholes.
He's going to be the Hunter Biden of island real estate.
Joe Biden will be there too.
There's going to be a lot of crack. Some underage. Mostly underage. But some overage. But there's always going to be crack involved.
I'm just thinking, Tom, the only flaw to this decision, and I know you're going to do this because you went down to Tampa, and we all know why you really went down to Tampa. It was so you could look at the real estate down there and make sure that Florida was the place you wanted to go, right?
Yeah, because you know fucking New England ain't going to be about that.
No, he did it to start his business, TB12.
The weather
Touch Boys 12
doesn't work for him. He needed the nice southern climate for kid fucking.
He needs a nice, moist humidity in the air to keep his lips from drying out so he can keep kissing his son more.
It keeps that beehole nice and sweaty.
Yeah, it's lubed up pretty well.
Yeah, so he slides.
And it's
on
hairless, so you know what I mean? It's
with
just
his
perfect.
Slug-like tongue.
So I just hope that 3 years from now we get to be maybe invited to that island, Tom. That's all I want. I want to be invited to that island.
I will record everything.
So we can come back like Alex Jones invading. Whatever the fuck that thing was.
The
right?
Bohemian Grove or whatever.
Yeah.
No, I'm just going to record everything on that island while we're there.
And I give it
and
3 months
bust Tom
and Mike
Brady.
Is going to be calling frogs gay right after that. So
they're turning the fucking frogs gay.
Yeah.
I thought frogs already were gay.
Right, yeah, Mike's going to be the new Alex Jones. Todd's probably going to become best friends with him, be the next Glenn, and then I'm probably going to be dead. So.
Todd shaves his fucking beard and mustache. He actually might get dilled by Tom Brady.
I am going to shave my beard today.
Well, if you shave the mustache too, you'll get dilled
by
Brady.
Of course I'm keeping the stash. I really like the stash, honestly.
But do you want to get dilled by Brady or not?
Yes, that's why I'm keeping the stash. Shut up.
No, you have to shave the stash.
Shut
to
up.
Get diddled.
No.
He won't want the
okay,
mustache.
So, speaking of retards talking to me about shit I don't care about, the Royal Rumble happened.
Oh, do we need the helmets?
Yeah, we really didn't cover it last week. So, Royal Rumble happened. It was pretty good. I watched the whole thing. One of the better ones I've seen in years past.
Please don't fall.
I got you.
Nice.
Hold up. You come over here, Mike.
Okay.
Come here.
Sit. Should I get yours?
Sit right here. No. Sit right here.
You should have gotten them all.
Just sit right here. No. Come here. God damn it.
So the Royal Rumble happened. It was pretty interesting. I never watched it because, you know, like, I graduated high school and didn't have a meth addiction.
I'm a child inside, okay? We're all wearing hard hats. Why do you even have hard hats? You don't work. Jesus Christ. I have
hard hats for when I'm bumping heads with your mom.
Okay, so this is...
it's not gay. It's in a 1-2-3 way.
Right there. What a pose. There we go. Okay, so Royal Rumble happened.
You look super gay right there, bro.
And
this is his little boy.
You're I'm just gonna
fuck puppet.
I fucking rub my head. Y'all rub your head.
So, anyways, Royal Rumble happened. It was pretty good. What was the first thing that happened? First people that started it was Gunther and Sheamus. That was pretty good. They did a great job. Went back and forth. Big dudes. Great big dudes, right?
They fought a Clash of the Castle.
Yeah. The one guy does a lot of chops and stuff.
They big old honks.
It's awesome. They were really good. Look into it. You probably watch it. $10 on fucking Peacock.
Were they big old honks?
Yeah, big old fucking dudes.
Big old honks.
Big old fucking guys. Yeah, no soul. Yeah. Pasty as fuck.
Nice.
And then,
nice.
Yeah, Gunther made it all the way to the end, and the last four were, get this, Gunther, Cody Rhodes,
Seth Rollins, and surprise of them all,
Logan Paul.
Yeah.
Woo!
Your boy.
I don't know how you even fucking got into that shit. Considering towards ACL like 3 months ago.
Yeah, honestly.
Steroids.
Pretty crazy shit that he came back that quick. Anyways, Cody ended up winning it. Pretty good. I was happy about it.
Because everybody wants to ride his dick, even though he hasn't done shit since he's been here, because he got fucking hurt.
Hater. Hater. Anyways. Yeah. So then the women's, Rhea Ripley won. I watched it. I couldn't tell you shit that happened. She won. I was happy. It was her and Liv for the last two.
Yeah, they were 1-2, weren't they?
Yeah, they were 1-2. They went all the way to the end, which was awesome. What was the other thing? Oh, yeah, and then Bloodline blew up. So,
woo-hoo. Speaking of blowing up, the Phoenix Suns are going to fucking kill the fucking team. Ha ha! All right, we're done with the hard hat talk.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, wait, I had one more thing.
Ah, oh, fuck. All right.
What do you got?
Yeah, I'm done.
Jesus. Okay, all right.
Thanks, Mike.
Wonderful. Thanks for the bit. Okay.
This mic is, like, right in my face, and I just now realized it.
You had cock in your face, so what's your point?
Jesus Christ.
Not as big, but...
My cock is plenty small, thank you very much. I mean...
So I wanted to segue that into the trade deadline. What do you guys think is going to happen? Because I have a strong feeling the Suns are going to trade away a lot.
Okay, so I think...
Can we do this
first? No, go ahead.
Okay, just because this is fucking Brooklyn, Kyrie is only... I'm only allowing one trade for Kyrie. Charlotte. Straight swap point guards. Give me LaMelo.
No way in hell that happens.
Fuck Kyrie, though.
There is
though.
No way that trade goes
Send
through.
Him to that mid-ass
Charlotte
team.
Will not do that. Charlotte's not going to do that.
Michael Jordan, if you're listening... Please take this cancer and fucking whip his ass into shape.
He will not.
If he is listening, I'll suck your dick.
I will suck your dick if you get Kyrie. Take Kyrie from me.
Here's an interesting trade that might potentially happen, right? So, Phoenix, involving Phoenix, the Nets, and I'm going to throw in Minnesota.
They already have Chris Paul. Right? They already have Chris Paul. Why the fuck do they need the point guard?
So,
he's fucking old.
Kyrie for Jay Crowder. Or the Suns get Kyrie. All right.
Yeah.
Give me Mikal Bridges.
They get Kyrie.
Kill yourself.
Bridges, the only thing out.
Minnesota. Kill yourself. Minnesota gets Chris Paul.
Okay.
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 And you guys get
Anthony Edwards.
No, that's not going to happen.
You're probably going to say D'Lo, aren't you?
Probably D'Lo, yeah.
We've already had him, though.
Maybe you'll want him again.
Welcome back.
Well, also, the Mavericks.
Welcome back.
The Mavericks, there's a trade, like, possibility with that. We could get Dinwiddie back if we trade Kyrie to the Mavericks. There's a lot of teams that want him.
God, please don't do that to Luka.
Please.
God, please don't do that to Luka.
The last thing we need, this Eastern European good old boy around, is fucking Kyrie Irving's woke crazy ass.
They should just send him to the Knicks.
He's going to blame him for slavery, and he's going to be like, dude, my family just became, my country just became a country like 25 years ago.
Ooh, even better deal.
Pelicans.
I like this idea better. Okay, so Kyrie to the Knicks, Derrick Rose to the Bulls, and then you guys can get.
Give me LaVine.
I was thinking, like, Caruso or Kobe White.
No. We were getting a... We have to get a star back in return.
You get Tony Bradley. You get Tony Bradley, and we'll
like, the Bulls have any room to fucking talk. Are you even 500 right now?
No, but we're...
Fuck
1-3 out of the last four games.
Fucking peasant.
So, yeah, no, just...
What have you done lately?
The Suns have won the last two. I don't care.
If you, the Bulls are going to blow it up.
We beat the Celtics.
Those two, they won the last two. We beat the Celtics like three times this season.
We got our asses kicked by the Celtics.
Jason Tatum calls DeMar DeRozan daddy at this point.
DeMar DeDaddy Rosen.
DeMar DeDaddy DeRozan, yeah. Oh,
wow. That was a tongue twister.
Say that 10 times fast, Mike.
You know what else is a tongue twister, Mike? Your mom's fucking clit. Give me that. Give me that.
Is that hard to find?
Fucking boy. No, it's not. Not for me.
Is this weird yet?
Nope. I know exactly where it's at.
Is this weird yet? Let me get up in there. Is this weird yet?
Let me get up. Let me get up in there. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah, Dad.
You are some sick fucks.
Yeah.
Break your finger off.
Please don't. I already have one broken finger on this hand. I don't need another one.
Oh, wait. Which one is it?
The fucking Velociraptor pinky.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The swollen pinky. I was worried it was the one I was grabbing hold of.
No, it's the pinky that's clearly just... Fuckered.
Fucking sideways and shit?
Yeah, it's all sideways, swollen, you know, crooked.
Crooked.
Been out of space like my dick.
Crooked like your mom's pussy.
I slid. Actually, no, I was C-sectioned. Fuck, you might be onto something. Volkanovski and baby Khabib are going to fight here soon. That's pretty cool.
When's that happening?
Next month.
Oh, nice.
Oh, actually, I think it's later this month. It's the next pay-per-view.
Speaking of UFC, yep. Official drink of it.
Yeah, Logan Paul got to put his dick on Dana White's dumb, bald fucking head.
So, how does it feel to be not just Logan's bitch, but like, you know...
Some random black guy from the UK's bitch, too.
I mean, you're the Saudi Arabian's bitch, you're... You're Logan's bitch. Whoever the fuck owns Tap Out.
That's not their thing anymore.
I might apologize. Apologies.
My apologies, Donna.
I misspoke.
Venom.
Misstepped.
Venom. Venom.
Venom? Yeah. The movie?
No, the
Eminem is your daddy, bitch. Wait, what?
No, the clothing.
Clothing?
Yeah, they make their clothing with Venom.
Fucking dorks.
Yeah, literally, it is the ugliest shit.
Fucking dorks.
Dorks. Losers.
Dorks.
Yep.
Fucking dorks.
That fight should be pretty
fucking
cool.
February 11th.
February 11th.
February 11th.
Next weekend.
Indeed it is.
Wow.
If you want to pay for it, do it. If not, there's ways. Now, Donna?
You can message Todd at Fuck Todd.
Sponsored by... Sponsored by Hentai Heroes.
Fuck Todd GBD on Instagram. Message him on there. He'll send you the link.
Now, please, Donna, if you promise not to bring back that one British guy besides Michael Bisping or any other British guy who has not been a fighter, we can do it. I'll buy it. I'll buy it. I promise.
You're still on this?
I am.
That really
pissed
sucked.
Me off, dude.
That dude sucked.
He was awful. He was one of the worst play-by-play announcers.
You know, hey, when Tony Robo gets fired from CBS,
fuck no,
saying the N-word, we could just bring him in.
Just bring back John Anik if you're gonna make someone have to say soulless fucking ads in the middle of someone actually.
Oh my god!
Just put, like,
beautiful idea. Jim Ross is your new UFC announcer.
Why don't you just put like Nick Diaz as a fucking Nick or Nate Diaz.
Because we don't need a guy talking like this, you know what I'm saying? Talking about that he choked that motherfucker out.
Well, not the punch drunk one.
He socked and slapped that motherfucker.
I'd rather not have the punch
drunk one. That was a pretty good fucking Nate Diaz.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
I was thinking also Jerry the King Lawler would be good, too.
Pat McAfee.
Holy cow.
Pat McAfee would actually not be bad.
Yeah.
That'd be
but he doesn't know anything. Yeah. You need a guy who's actually a fan of the sport, which is the issue. True. Which.
So what I'm hearing is.
Big John McCarthy.
Dana, get Todd a job.
I would do it. I'll jerk off Joe Rogan and DC every night. Hopefully they'll shut the fuck up and actually let me talk about the fight.
Go skiing and whatnot.
Yeah. Instead of them just, like, screaming over each other and being happy, cute old
dads. No, they'll be screaming together. When you're jacking them off at the same time.
No, when they come, it'll be perfectly at knockouts and big moments. I know how to time that shit. It's called milking. Look into it.
Well, you know, it's in Todd's porn history.
All right, the All-Star list came out.
Yep, that is a thing.
Who was on the All-Star list,
I have no motherfucking idea.
You didn't look this up?
No. I wrote the list. What do you
want? Do I have to do every fucking thing? Jesus Christ. All right.
Obviously, the main ones are there. Off the top of my head,
Eastern Conference was fucking...
Zach LaVine made it.
No, he didn't.
DeRozan did, I think, though. Didn't he?
Son of a bitch, you set that up.
I know.
What, did a trade happen?
Wait, what?
Oh, my God, fuck. Okay, breaking news. Kyrie Irving has gotten traded to the Dallas Mavericks.
Fuck.
Holy shit.
Fuck.
God.
What?
Why?
What?
Oh,
is that right. Official? Is it?
Yeah, it's Bleacher Report.
There it is. Oh, yeah, I just got it. I just got it.
Yep, Kyrie has been traded to Dallas.
What are the details?
God son of damn. A bitch, you find the details.
I fucking said it, and it happened.
All right. God damn it, I'm looking it up.
Same. Motherfucker, all right. Dude.
Fuck.
When's the trade deadline?
All right. So the West. Fuck. I feel sick to my stomach now. Anyways, let me find the All-Star ballot fucking thing. Jesus Christ. So the player pool is Steph Curry, Luka Doncic, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, who's now a fucking Maverick. God damn it. Oh my God.
Curry will be out till past the All-Star break.
Nikola Jokic. Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, Todd's boy Zion,
Todd's Bane,
deserves it.
Bam Adebayo, Jaylen Brown, Daddy DeRozan, Joel Embiid, Paul, I can't hit shit, George, Shea,
SGA's
All-Star? SGA, we're just going to call Fuck him SGA, yeah, cool. Yeah, he made the All-Star game, Tyrese Halliburton, Fuck you, Indiana Pacers. Drew Holiday. How the fuck did Drew Holiday make the All-Star weekend, not the All-Star game, and not Zach LaVine?
And De'Aaron Fox didn't make it? What the fuck?
Yeah. He's leading that fucking Kings team to a playoff spot right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Jaren Jackson Jr. made it.
Jaren Jackson.
Yeah, whatever. Damian Lillard, Lauri Markkanen made it.
Not surprising. Lauri Markkanen is doing some good shit.
Hello, I am Lauri Markkanen, and for the rest of this list, I'm going to talk like this. Your boy Ajay Morant made the team.
Yeah.
Julius Randle, that left-handed bumbo, and then my favorite friend, Donatius Sabonis. I can't pronounce it in this fucking accent.
Sabonis. I don't know his first name. It's hard to pronounce.
Isn't like Donis.
Nah, it's weird.
Dontanius?
Something like that.
Huh.
Close enough.
Okay, but I do have the details for the trade.
Okay, hit me with it.
Okay, the Brooklyn Nets traded Kyrie Irving to the Dallas Mavericks Dinwiddie. Yeah.
Okay.
For Spencer Dinwiddie.
God, Dinwiddie.
Dorian Finney-Smith, a first-round pick, and multiple second-round picks.
This for this year?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
They traded...
We just got two guards out of that. We just got two guards out of that.
You got a forward that plays defense. The only forward Dallas had that played defense.
Well, get fucked, nerds.
They literally hamstrung.
Mark, what the fuck are you doing in Dallas?
Dinwiddie's our three
shooter. A lot of cocaine, daddy.
Oh, my God.
Dinwiddie's the three shooter now. Fuck yeah. That's actually kind of cool. And Finney Smith is a four. I thought he could play
the Nets two. Won. The Nets won that trade.
Well, yeah. We just got rid of fucking Kyrie Irving, the biggest cancer there is. Now we're just going to lose Durant within a few years.
Oh, my God.
So now it's time to basically just get the fucking shit as we, like, right meow.
So, you remember when the Dallas Mavericks used to not be totally fucking retarded?
You remember when they rode this one European guy's dick for, like, his entire career?
21 years, some shit like
and
that?
And they didn't do fuck shit, and they still won a championship? Yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah. Luca, when you finally realize that Mark
come to Brooklyn.
The fuck his name is.
No.
Come to Brooklyn, Luca.
And the whole fucking team has went to shit, and it's fucking over.
Come to Brooklyn.
Run. I don't know. Fuck.
Leave Dallas. Come straight to fucking Brooklyn.
Don't go to Brooklyn. They have a track record of building shit super teams that don't work out. Evidence. Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, Joe Johnson, Darren Williams.
Preach.
How'd that work out? Because
that was all
you?
Shells of. That was
fucking
dumb.
Garbage.
Preach.
Kevin Durant, James Harden, Kyrie. Where'd that lead you?
Preach.
Nowhere.
Two trades and a lot of deficits.
Okay, we'll trade James Harden. We'll bring in Ben Simmons. He's a former All-Star. Oh, how'd that work out for you? And Kyrie wants out.
Ben Simmons is the biggest fraud in the NBA.
You literally can't do anything fucking right. The 1 year you did, you built a good team. You had Jared Allen, fucking Russell... Russell.
D'Lo.
Yeah, D'Lo. And then that team was good. They were grimy as hell. They played hard.
Well, even in the rebuilding
stage. But they weren't
stage.
They weren't a super team, so blah, 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 blah. They won fucking games. They were young. You could have built off it. The fucking Cavs have built off what they have. They have a young core. They've built a good team. But what did the fucking Nets do? Oh, we'll get Kevin Durant, and we'll get Kyrie Irving, and then we'll just blow up everything that worked for us in the past to get us to this position to win. And look, now you're probably going to be looking
I'm
at...
I'm still upset about Jared Allen leaving.
They're going to be looking at, like, and I'm not trying to be, like, a dick, but your team is literally going to be looking at, like, maybe a decade of, like, oh, we suck. Maybe we can get better through the draft. Oh, wait, we don't have picks.
Why do you think they got picks from the fucking Mavericks now?
I mean, yeah.
Like, well, honestly, like, this... It could be a quick rebuild, depending on how long we keep Durant and who we can get to come, like, in. And, like, yeah. If, like, say fucking Dinwiddie stays, just go around.
Well, you also have to think, like...
We got to get rid of fucking Ben Simmons. That's going to have to be given this offseason.
At this point, like, players have to already realize, like, okay, Brooklyn clearly doesn't know what the fuck they're doing.
Their front office has no idea what the fuck
they're
doing.
They're awful, so we're not going there. So, basically, what they're going to have to do is go, okay, we're going to lose Durant. Durant's probably going to leave.
Most likely.
So, do we just let these dipshits keep trying to rebuild something and just keep proceeding to fuck shit up repeatedly? Or do we fire them and bring in somebody that can actually maybe build something?
I guess we just gotta see how this plays out.
I mean...
Because if, like, Durant eventually does leave and we still have the same, like, front office, if Durant leaves, blow it all up.
Yeah. And you would think, like, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, right? So, like... They keep doing the same stupid shit over and over again.
That's what they were doing in Jersey, too. It's not the... It's
welcome to sports front offices, boys.
I mean, like, even, yeah, before that, they had the Vince Carter, Jason Kidd fucking
which they
era.
Made a finals. They did
and
make
they
a
made
finals.
The, they made the finals. But you still fucking lost.
Well, yeah, they also ran in the fucking bus off Kobe and Shaq.
I mean, dear God.
But we do need to keep this around an hour, correct? Or we've been trying to.
Right? We can go over. It doesn't matter.
Where are we at right now?
We're at like an hour.
Oh,
we can go over. It's fine.
Okay. Well, we only got like two more topics.
Okay. Cool.
We got your CTE award.
I'm going to give the CTE award to the fucking Brooklyn Nets after this.
Let's go.
Or no. You know what? I'm heated because of...
You're emotional?
How garbage.
Why do you have two smartwatches on? For a guy that can barely read... For a guy that barely...
One's a Whoop band, doesn't have a screen, and the other one is an actual smartwatch.
Okay. For a guy that has sleep apnea and looks like he can barely...
I don't have sleep apnea. I don't. I don't have sleep apnea.
You're fucking idiot. I love this.
Anyways.
Yep.
I'm going to give the CT award. That fucking trade pissed me off. Fuck you, Dallas. You get the CT award, you stupid fucks. Jesus Christ. How fucking retarded do you have to be? Am I wrong on this?
I'm watching group chats.
Yeah, I'm texting the group as well.
But yes, the Dallas Mavericks, you have severely fucked up. Why do you think you can have Kyrie and Luke on the court at the same time?
Oh my God.
It didn't work.
It's not going to work.
It's never going to work.
It's a horrible idea. It's a fucking fail.
You guys are going to watch one of them put up 30 points while the other one does literally nothing. Like, literally, that's the only way this is going to work.
Oh my God.
And that's ineffective. And that's inefficient.
Jesus
the Dallas Mavericks, you have fumbled the ball.
The bag. The ring.
All of it. You set it all ablaze right in front of your fucking all-star.
Luka, it will be leaving when his contract expires.
Didn't they trade 2 first-round picks for Christian Wood?
I swear to motherfucking God.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh my God, we should have saw this coming. They've been on some dumb shit for a while now.
Yep, can't wait to see what the Suns do. They're probably going to fucking do nothing now that they absolutely need to.
Welcome to the crew.
Yeah.
Welcome to the crew of doing nothing.
I guess you can keep Mikal Bridges.
At this point, I only want Mikal Bridges to be in a Phoenix Suns uniform.
I'll take him to China.
The rest
like
of them,
of
fuck
them.
Off.
Jesus Actually, just clone a whole fucking squad of Mikal Bridges.
Yeah, slightly different sizes.
Yeah, like 2 point guards, 2 shoot.
Give me 2 7-footers that are Mikal Bridges, and we're good.
One is like strictly hyper athletic, the other one can shoot.
Yep.
Wild. Yes, Dalton.
All right, Dalton's hurt. Okay, the GDE award. That is, Dalton, go ahead and give him
this
the
This is a new award we're doing. My God.
Can we tell him the previous winner before this happened?
What?
There was no previous winner. This
what
is a new
from
award.
Philly.
What the fuck are you talking about?
We're getting to that. Shut
okay,
up.
My bad.
We're
Shut
getting to
up.
That point.
God
Jesus
damn.
Christ.
My bad.
You're horrible at suspense.
God damn it.
We're explaining the award because it's the first time we're presenting
it's
it.
It's called
you
a build-up, Mike. It's called a build-up.
You ever heard of foreplay, fucker?
Jesus Christ.
No. All right.
You got to play with the clit a little bit, brother. Anyways.
The cream of the clit.
The cream of the clit, brother. Listen, brother.
The clitoris?
The GBE award, or wait.
GDE.
GDE award is the Giant Dick Energy Award, right? That is what GDE stands for in this context, right?
Yep. And it goes out to
a Philly fan. Todd, take away.
Our absolute hero. They grease the poles in Philly because they're like, hey, yo, we're not going to have none of this crazy people climbing poles, drunk as shit, falling off and dying. No, one guy from Philly, immediately after the fucking game, scales a pole in 10 fucking seconds, stands on top of it, and just pulls his little smaller-than-average cock out and just goes, ah. If that's not what a true American hero is, I don't know what you want, America.
Showed great giant dick energy right there in that moment. GDE award to you, buddy.
I just don't understand how he got up the pole so quick.
I have no fucking idea. It was impressive. He just walks up to it. You know those fuckers climbing up the palm trees and shit? How they just like scale it really quick, like a little rabbit just jumping up?
You mean monkeys?
That's an incredibly racist term to call those people. But no, the people who climb trees. Anyway, yeah, basically like that. Just
Tarzan?
Yeah, just climbed up a tree like a tree climbing boy. It was pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Anyway.
Pulled out his dick. Yeah, and it wasn't a big dick, because a big dick would have been too intimidating.
Wow.
Well, it's also Philadelphia. It's probably cold as fuck, so you gotta give that a little bit.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He's
but
drunk.
The fact is, they greased the white poles and all that shit the night before the game went down.
Yeah.
And this some bitch literally just, wild.
Crazy. Anyways.
I'm sorry.
That's pretty much the end of this, isn't it?
Yep.
So I think we'll call it. You got anything you wanted to mention or plug or anything like that?
My name is Todd Elliott. And if you want to follow me on Instagram, that is fuck Todd GBD on Instagram, the app. Or .com if you're a fucking dinosaur.
And people are exiting the video right about now. Anyways, it's down in the description.
We have a website. Check it out. That's donate to us if you're feeling generous. If not, that's cool too. Enjoy the free content.
Subscribe.
Like, subscribe, suck my dick, lick my ass, fuck your mom. Tell her I'll be back tomorrow for that money. Check us out next week whenever we're back here for you guys again.
Episode 50.
50 inches deep in your mom. Dalton.
Whoa.
3. Turn that going back door. This will be the end of the episode. Part where we cut ways. And such. Dalton and Todd are extremely gay.